Hi everyone, this is Kristen. We made a small edit to Session 0 of Monster of the Week to ensure that all of our players are correctly represented. We are now re-releasing it. We hope you enjoy the episode.
Hi everybody, welcome to PBTP, powered by the players. Powered by the Players is an actual play podcast featuring mini campaigns and one-shots of all your favorite PBTA games. Each campaign or one-shot will be a different Powered by the Apocalypse game with a rotating cast of diverse players. Let's power up!
Hey friends! New game, new arc, new people. Let's get into it. We are playing Monster of the Week, which is by Michael Sands and Evil Hat Productions. Monster of the Week is about any of those medias where you and a ragtag group of heroes go around facing monsters every week, dealing with society and trying to be the heroes of the day. I have a new cast. It's a new game. So we are going to go around and introduce ourselves for this arc.
All right, I'll start. My name is AJ. Hello. My pronouns are whatever you want them to be. Call me he, she, her, they. Just don't call me late for dinner, am I right? My social media handles, that's... My social media handles are at AJ underscore Janaros, that's G-A-N-A-R-O-S, on Twitter. And my Instagram is AJ underscore the underscore slayer, because I apparently have an underscore fetish. So that's where you can find me. You can also find me on my projects, such as straight off the top of my headlines, my news satire podcast that I do with my friend Aiden Kinsella. I am also on another actual play podcast called Shattered Worlds. And there's a lot. I can't remember all of them. And my favorite Monster of the Week media is the Adventure Zone Amnesty. I've given this under duress.
Hi, my name is Gemma. My pronouns are they, them. My social handles, Twitter, it's Kuponight, KUP0KNIGHT. And on the Discords, it's Kupo Night. Any projects? Not a lot, but you can find me on the Welcome to the Party streaming channel Thursday evenings, 5:30, let me do math, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. I'm playing a Star Wars RPG called First Ember. And that is it so far. I have upcoming streams, but they haven't happened yet. So, yeah. But you can also check out, I'm also like the semi-cheerleader for Welcome to the Party's one-shot BIMPOC show, 3V, also known as Visible Vibrant, Visible Victorious. And it's a one-shot show just for BIMPOC players. So if you want a GM or play, and you're a BIMPOC player, that is the channel for you. Just check out VibrantVisibleVictorious.com for details. And that's it. And my favorite Monster of the Week media, I think, would be not so much for favorite, it's my first one that I've encountered that I really liked was Supernatural.
Hey, my name is Jess. I use they, them pronouns. You can find me on Twitter at Burst of Hope. And because I lost the battle against a dead account, the O in of is a zero. Projects. I'm on stream with Morgan, playtesting Andrew's Magical Girl Fortune of the Dark game, Girl by Moonlight. You'll find me soon enough on a Knights Black Agents campaign with Encounter Roleplay and Seeker Projects. For me, I've got some human resources, public speaking, and stream skills development documents and resources in the works to help marginalized creators really jump into the stream space. And on Gemma's note, if you don't know what BIMPOC stands for, it's for Black, Indigenous, Mixed People of Color, like all of us on this podcast. Favorite Monster of the Week media. I love Buffy, but also Scooby-Doo. I'll make that argument.
I mean, it's not really an argument. It's true. It's OG. It's it's very true.
It is the OG.
Follows that format, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
Right. It's my turn. All right. I'm Diana Lorraine. I am a co-host of Powered by the Players. I'm also one half of Macintosh and Mod, which is a podcast network where we do My Little Pony, Riverdale, and movies reviews. And I am hanging out a lot here at the Role to Play Network. And we've got some other stuff coming up later. I did this out of order. I'm sorry. My pronouns are she, her, and you can find me on social media at Modcaster, MaudCaster. And my favorite Monster of the Week media would have to be also Buffy. Love Buffy. Buffy is just awesome and fun.
Yes, dramatic side. Yes.
It's just, it's great.
Hi, I'm Kristen. My pronouns are she, her. I am also a co-host of Powered by the Players. You can find me on Twitter at KristenIsNoJedi or at PBT Players Projects. Well, you can find me here at the Role to Play Network. You can check out a bunch of our actual play shows or interview discussion shows. I am also one half of Dice Up Games, where my partner and I play hack and design games. You can check out more at Dice Up Games on Twitter or at diceupgames.com. And my favorite Monster of the Week media is probably Fringe or the Dresden Files.
I forgot about Fringe.
I talk about Fringe. I love Fringe way more than Supernatural. Anyway, go on.
I'll keep that in, Gemma.
All right. Now I will wrangle us in. I'm Morgan. I am your keeper for this wonderful arc that we're doing for PBTP. My pronouns are they, them, and she, her interchangeably. Social media handles, Serena Bezos, pretty much everywhere. Projects, I'm here, I'm there. I try not to be everywhere, but like here we are in my life. Anywho, Roleplay Network is my main home. You'll find me on Victor Kinshin Gaming. Andrew Gillis's Girl by Moonlight playtest. And yeah, my favorite media, Monster of the Week media, definitely Fringe for sure. Such a good show. And probably Alien as well, the Alien trilogy.
Ooh, good. Yeah.
Yeah. Now we are going to go through the process of character creation. Let's figure out who y'all are. So with the Hunters, for the Hunter playbooks, you'll each choose one playbook. We won't have duplicates just because we want everybody to have their own certain situation. There are 12 to choose from. We are only going strictly from what is offered in the book itself. So you have the Chosen, who is basically the chosen one, quote unquote. Think Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You have the Crooked, who is a criminal turned monster hunter. Think Peter Bishop from Fringe or Anna Velmont from the Dresden Files. You have the Divine, who has a higher power and a mission to fulfill, like Castiel from Supernatural or Michael Carpenter from Dresden Files. You have the Expert, who pretty much knows a lot of hidden secrets and will help you know more. Think Bobby Singer from Supernatural or Rupert Giles from Buffy. You have the Flake, who basically is a conspiracy theorist. So you have Agent Mueller from the X-Files. The Initiative is basically a member of an ancient monster-slaying sect, trained to fight and use magic. Think the Wardens from the Dresden Files. Or Annalise from 20 Palaces. I don't know that series at all, but if y'all do, please let me know about it because that sounds really cool. You have the Monstrous. Basically, it's a weird monster for the good guys that's fighting with the good guys. Think Angel from Buffy or Bill Compton from True Blood, which I didn't think True Blood was considered a Monster of the Week show, but like, here we are. You have the mundane, who's just a normal person, just dealing with these monsters, like Xander or Cordelia from Buffy. You have the professional, who is basically works for an agency that hunts monsters. I think Olivia Dunham from Fringe. You have the spellslinger, who's a trained wizard or a magical caster, whoever. You have Dresden from the Dresden Files or Willow from Buffy in the later seasons. You have the spooky, who has psychic and magical powers, and they're not fully under control yet. Think Willow from the earlier seasons or Sam Winchester from Supernatural. And then you have the Wrongs, who is like revenge-driven and really tough. Think Dean and John Winchester from Supernatural. Does that give y'all some ideas and look? Do you have any questions?
I want all of them.
I think this game does it really well of just like laying out the best traps and how, and they play really well together. So I don't think there's a wrong way for the group of us to pick.
So yeah, this is where we'll go around and just meet your characters, and then everybody can ask questions about who they is, and we'll just sort of get more understanding and development of it. So whoever would like to go first.
Thank you so much. Hello, my name is Don Donovan, and I am the son of Mothman. All right, so Don Donovan, they identify as they, them, and a threat. they are from the Monstrous Playbook, and their look is very mysterious. They have a very bestial aura, and very, very high fashion, stylish clothes. But like stylish clothes as in like, if you saw someone, they look very like, well, they look before their time. Like, very Victorian dandy. That's what Don Donovan's all about. Loves it. For their moves, I have I got to choose one base and one extra to add on to it for my natural attacks. So for that, I chose a base of magical force. And for the extra add-on, I wanted to add ignore armor to that. So if you get hit, you're bye. Goodbye. and for my monstrous moves, I get some supernatural moves. I chose unnatural appeal so that if I want to charm someone, if I want to manipulate someone, I'm going to roll weird instead of charm, which is going to be good because my charm is -1, but my weird is +3. So I have that at my disposal. And I can also fly, because I'm not the Mothman, but I'm a Mothman. And there's also a curse involved in having the Monstrous Playbook. So my curse is that I have a pure drive, and the emotion that I've chosen to tie to that pure drive is pride. So if there's ever a chance where I can... If the opportunity is presented for me to be very prideful, I either need to do it immediately or roll to resist it. I need to act under pressure for that. Other than that, I got some cool brass knuckles. That's nice. That's awesome. About it for me.
Is Don friendly?
I'm friendly enough. I think part of what falls, like, mysterious was chosen as like a gender choice, mm-hmm. but I feel like what falls under that kind of thing, like especially with the bestial aura on top of it, is that you wouldn't really know that they're approachable. They seem very ethereal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
But like, if you're close with them, then like. Yeah, you're good.
Cool.
Question. Did Don watch Interview with a Vampire and he's like, those are my people. I'm going to wear that. because it's from 1994, so they would have probably seen it.
Have you ever played Dream Daddy?
I have. How dare you call me out for cosplaying Damian Blood March in this RPG game?
Welcome!
Dream Daddy is amazing.
It's such a good game.
I don't think it was probably influenced by some media or other, and it very well could have been Interview with a Vampire, but obviously growing up, Don was different from every other kid, and that was explained very early on to him. So he figured that if he was going to be different anyway, then might as well make it a flashy kind of way.
If you're going to stand out, just stand all the way out.
Yeah.
I love it. Love it so much. And now you got to do your research and tell me, like, character clothes whenever we start. Like, let me know what you're wearing each game.
Yes.
Oh, my God, yes. Are you mm-hmm.
You're like, I will. All right. Let's go. Any other questions for Don Donovan? No. And their beautiful, stylish place. All right. Who's next, Gemma?
Okay, so my character's name is Cameron. Last name TBD. Pronouns are they, them. Playing the Spellslinger playbook. Their look is androgynous. I'm still going for like the pixie cut with shaved head, probably one side, because that will always be my thing. Stylish. I was going for stylish clothes, like stylish as in what is considered stylish in the 90s. So like, I definitely want like the chunky shoes, like plaid, like mix of tight and baggy clothing. And then sparkling eyes I chose. I kind of want them to be, my image right now is just like, I want them to be like this optimistic, kind of happy-go-lucky, but it's more of a facade trying to hide kind of like their story with their magic. Okay, for moves and techniques, so for Spellslinger, there's a thing where I need tools in order to use magic, and I had to choose like three types. So the ones I chose were consumables, focus, but I don't know the plural, how to pronounce the plural. But sure, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. And gestures. So yeah, consumables, I was thinking more of like, because for my combat magic, I chose like lightning or entropy. So I was thinking in terms of consumables, like I want something like powder, like, or sand. Because I know when lightning strikes sand, it turns into glass. And I think I have this cool imagery of like every time I do magic, like there's always like some sort of like mess of glass somewhere. And people are like, where's this glass from? So those are my moves. And then the additional magic-y type stuff is shield spell. Basically, I can protect things or people. Practitioner is just like, I just choose a additional effects, and then third eye, I can hold or like gain more information, like divination stuff. And for gear, since I already have, like, I guess I just choose an additional weapon kind, and I chose a ritual knife.
How did you get your powers? Like, was it something you're born with, or did you find your way to them at some point?
My initial thing is very kind of maybe as a child, I was thinking something like as a child, like very X-Men like. I was like, or Cameron, something happened and it like kind of the emotional response for them was it triggered the effect, and then it became like this whole like, what the heck? And so and it kind of, well, whoever witnessed it was just like, who is this weird child? So I guess And I'm thinking kind of that's the reason why they're stylish and happy-go-lucky, because it's more of to blend in rather than like, I like fashion. It's like, no, I mean, if you're stylish, then it's just like people are like, oh, you know, they blend in. Yeah, that's like the idea I have. It's not really purely detailed, but that's the idea I have.
Yeah.
I like it. Anybody else got any other questions for Gemma in regards to Cameron?
Does Cameron seek out mentorship?
I think at this point in time, they don't really have one. It's more of like they've been kind of going at it on their own. Like, I feel like, I mean, with something with Lightning, I have this feeling they're not at the top of their game. They're just like, they can't control it and they're kind of afraid of it, like afraid of the power they wield. So it's more of like, I didn't know there were people who know about this thing. And I think they would be definitely open to it, because right now they kind of just feel like it's just me.
All right. Jess?
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to play, because I had to pick a name in the beginning and I'm not ready, but I'm going to play a person named Talon, who also uses they, them pronouns. They're the initiate for looks. I haven't super fleshed it out, but there'll be a Pinterest board inbound, but they're going to be more reserved in all their looks. So like they're very concealed and their clothes are particularly stylish or matching. Pretty baggy, but under all that, there is a very tattooed body. And move wise, I picked ancient fighting arts. So when I use an old fashioned weapon, I inflict +1 harm, +1 when you roll to protect someone.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
So two of them, actually, for your looks, for your tattooed body, from how the clothes lay on you, do the tattoos, like, do you see peaks of the tattoos, like, underneath, like, your sleeves or up your neck or various, like, are there hints that show that you're tattooed or?
I think for the people I interact with, yes. Generally, I probably run around in a cloak.
I love it.
I don't want to talk to people.
And, you ever try to like cover them up with makeup or anything to like extra conceal?
I'm going to think on that one. I'm not sure. That's a good question.
And one more question, just because I know you, do you have a sort of style that you're thinking of for the ancient fighting arts?
You can't see me, but I'm staring at Morgan.
I'm sorry.
We're gonna go with a more Wing Chun style. So like a wushu, the movements are efficient. They're rapid. If I have to engage in close combat, you're not gonna see it coming.
I love this character already.
I love this so much.
Oh, this is why I love playing these types of characters. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry. I just had to ask because I was like, oh, no, if I don't ask now, I will forget. So
go ahead. That's okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. And then for a move, I had the option, and so I picked it. But I picked an apprentice. And I have to, according to the rule book, I have to name the apprentice. So the apprentice is going to be Nomi. As any good apprentice is, their motivation is to follow my instructions to the letter, and she is the sweetest of cinnamon rolls, so innocent for not very long. And you're wondering, why do I have an apprentice? Because as the initiate, I am part of an ancient secret order that slays monsters. We chose to name that order from the public facing side, and it is the Sonic Drive-Through, because everyone knows about Sonic Drive-Throughs, but no one goes inside one. And then my last move is that old black magic, And I don't know how I want to flesh that out, but when I use magic, I can ask a question from Investigate a Mystery. Okay, so picture this. Sonic Drive-Thru is basically the Illuminati in this game, or in this, like, world. And we've been around the block. You only know about them if you see the logo, the altered logo. Good traditions we have. We have a lot of magical lore, and the bonus narratively is that we're integrated in society, so we don't have to be super duper secret. Bad tradition? We might be a smidge paranoid and smidge secretive. We might always think everyone's up to something monstrous.
And what's your Secret Order's main goal?
So we slay monsters, and we slay them under the motivation that they have always existed, and they've always existed badly. Most monsters are not good for human society.
I'm very interested to know how they got involved in this secret agency.
I absolutely got dragged in from a friend of a friend and never left. Couldn't be bothered to leave.
I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Well, I fucking know all this now. Might as well stick
with it. Might as well just stick it through.
Because what if I leave? What are they going to do? Kill me? Nah, yeah. Good.
I feel like if you were to meet a cliche person of the Secret Order, they would be very murder board in the basement kind of style personality. Ooh. And I have a more like aloof version of paranoia. So I'm probably always suspecting someone, but I'm just going to keep staring at you.
All right. I am playing Mallory, she, her pronouns, from the Flake playbook. She's a woman with suspicious eyes. And she, her clothing is like comfortable / army surplus clothing. I'm going to say her look is almost exactly Daria Morgendorfer.
Oh my God.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Daria Morgendorfer.
Yeah.
Is that a last name?
That's Daria Morgendorfer's last name.
It's a cartoon.
Oh, Daria. Okay.
Daria.
All right. Sorry. Yes, go ahead.
It's one of my favorite things from all time.
Oh, this is going to be great.
So that's kind of her demeanor as well. For moves, hold on, let me bring up my sheet. I picked crazy eyes, which means I get +1 to weird. See, it all fits together, which means I can use sharp instead of charm when I need to manipulate someone.
Ooh.
And then I'm going to do sneaky. And when you attack from ambush or from behind, I get to inflict +2 harm. And then for my gear, I get to choose one normal weapon and two hidden weapons. I chose the 9mm as my normal weapon. And for my hidden weapons, I chose a watchman's flashlight. And then I'm going to go with a folding knife as my other one.
Ooh, that is so good.
Yeah.
I love it. And you don't have any extra stuff, right?
Mm-mm.
All right. Anybody got questions for Mallory? My first one, actually, I think my first one is, what was your first conspiracy that you sort of like led you into this rabbit hole?
Why are there so, yeah, what's with all the glass everywhere? Like, I don't understand. And I'm thinking that started when I was probably a little bit younger. But like there'd just be random pieces of glass, but no broken windows in places. And it didn't add up. So I had to start coming up with theories.
Yes.
So that, and I think there's some conspiracy with all of the hallucinations all over the place.
Then why does our town have 5-6 hallucination coffee shops?
and like a 5-mile radius. This makes no sense. This doesn't make any sense to me.
I like this all very much. It means that Mallory and Cameron have had some maybe star-crossed crossovers at some points in their lives.
Sure.
Do you have a like an age range in mind?
For Mallory?
For Mallory.
I'm thinking like late teen. I was going to kind of wait and see like what everybody else was playing and then kind of that was kind of more what I was going for.
Okay. I am playing Isabella, she, her pronouns. Isabella is from the professional playbook. Her look is, she has a determined face. And she also wears very tailored suits, which will make more sense in a few minutes. My moves, I took moves that are kind of helpful to the group. So one is leave no one behind. So I get a bonus when I try to get someone out of a situation. And also medic, so I have access to a full first aid kit and the training to heal people. I also have mobility, which means that I have a car that is built for monster hunting. It is very fast. It has excellent surveillance gear, but it's pretty obvious. I'm thinking it probably has either the agency symbol on it, which I'll get to the agency in a minute, or it has like a picture of a monster with a big circle and a line through it, so everyone knows.
Like you got the fucking Ghostbusters van.
Yes. Yes, the Monster Hunter's van is like the Ghostbusters van. As far as gear, Isabella is a bit of a badass. She has a flak vest that she wears under her tailored suits at all times. She also carries a 9mm and a very large knife, as well as several grenades.
Isabella comes strapping.
That's hot.
She's ready.
Yeah, she. So Isabella is part of and has been probably her whole life. I think Isabella's mom was part of the agency. Her grandma was part of the agency. So good things about this agency. One, we have a lot of weird tech gadgets. So probably think any montage scene from like a James Bond movie where you get to go into a back room and they open up walls and there's all kinds of cool watches that fire torpedoes. We also have offices all over the place that are usually inside or behind of a hallucinations coffee shop. Those of you who listen to our Masks campaign will be familiar with hallucinations coffee shops. The bad thing about the agency, well, they give really cryptic missions. So like a lot of big organizations, their communication's not so good. So I'm not always sure what I'm supposed to do. And that's okay. I'll wing it. And there's also a lot of rivalry. The Seattle office sucks. It's all about our town's office. We don't have a town name yet. Yeah.
I love it.
Isabella.
Kristen, awesome. I'm impressed with your ability to continually make a character that will be best friends with my character.
And your agency goal, what is that again?
Oh, our agency goal lines up with the goal of the Secret Order, which is pretty cool, and that is to destroy monsters.
Has Isabella ever thought of leaving the agency?
No. Isabella's whole family has been in the agency. This is what you do.
Yes. You mentioned the matriarchal side of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a femme agency?
Yes.
Cool. So I like that. Like Charlie's Angels.
Mm-hmm.
Love
except
it.
No head Charlie at the top. It's a Charlene or a Charlize.
It's a Charlene.
Charlize.
Charlie can be lady.
Oh, Charlie is a lady.
That's true.
Yeah,
true.
It is a generational name. I forgot about that. Yeah.
So, do you have an idea for your car? Because I'm automatically thinking an Impala, but, you know.
Or the Scooby-Doo van.
Mystery machine.
No, I think I need to come up with that. I like the Impala. Oh, that's
cool. I see you, Supernatural. What's up?
All right, so now we're doing history. You'll get turns this time picking history. That's a significant shared memories or relationships between hunters. Each playbook has a list to choose from. Yeah, so whoever wants to start us off.
All right, so same order from before?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
Thanks, AJ.
All right. So then my ties with everyone is that I am in the sect with Talon. Mallory is hunting me, and I'm kind of toying with her on that. Isabel has tried to kill me, but has refrained because I'm human. And now we're best friends. And Cameron has used their power to save me.
Okay, cool. So for Dawn, they help me with my powers when it gets too much for me. We bond over coffee. For Mallory, we used to be rivals, but now we're BFFs, and we discuss and debate conspiracy theories. For Isabella, we're comrade in arms in the agency. I guess I come in from time to time and help out. And for Talon, they are my mentor at the after school like martial arts program.
Excellent. Talon.
Dawn is a lay member of our secret order at the Sonic drive-thru. And we've got Isabella and I fought together when the tide of monsters seemed unstoppable, a la Gimli, Legolas style of rivalry, playfulness. And Cameron, I train at a martial arts club after school. And Mallory is described in the prophecies. For what we don't yet know.
Nice. Diana?
All right. I know Dawn through the cryptozoology and conspiracy websites, and I am hunting them, but they're being shifty. I'm old friends with Cameron, and we met through a long chain of coincidences, and now we enjoy discussing conspiracy theories. Talon, I'm keeping an eye on them, and I know that they are somehow tied to all of this crazy Sonic drive-thru nonsense. And Isabella is my older sister.
All right. Isabella, take us home.
Cool. Yes. Isabella is the older sister to Mallory. She really wants Mallory to join the agency, but is going to love her no matter what, obviously. Talon and Isabella kicked ass together, as was said, but needs to be repeated, a la Gimli and Legolas style from Lord of the Rings. We worked on that mission together unofficially, but it was very successful. Isabella was sent to deal with Dawn by the agency, but during the battle or fight, realized that Dawn was part human and chose not to destroy them because Isabella doesn't kill humans. And finally, Isabella knows Cameron because they worked with the agency before and are extremely well-regarded, so there's a lot of respect for Cameron in the agency, and that's how Isabella knows them. And that's it for this week's episode of Monster of the Week. Our cast is Gemma as Cameron, Jess as Talon, AJ as Dawn Donovan, Diana as Mallory, Kristen as Isabella, and Morgan as the Keeper. Join us next week for another great episode. Thank you.